Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Farmers in Northland are breathing a slight sigh of relief after good rain this week helped ease dry conditions. Kaitaia received about 150 millimetres and down the way in Whangarei, they got about 120. The farmer we spoke to says it's saved the season. However, good follow-up rain is needed in the coming weeks to ensure the rain doesn't go to waste. 30 millimetres of rainfall on Monday was very welcome on the very dry soils around Pukekohe. Some strong wind was only of minor inconvenience. From midweek onwards, days were dry, bright and sunny with irrigation systems turned on. Crown pumpkins are maturing and should be arriving at retailers soon.
Some parts of Waikato copped the rain better than others this week. 10 to 25 millimetres in central areas and up to 40 millimetres in the north of the region. But then the wind came through. Hey, but it's summer. Maize crops are being harvested and pregnancy testing's underway. And our contact says the latest average was 16% empty cows, slightly up on last year. There's uncertainty why. A farmer in King Country had 40 millimetres of rain this week, which ended with beautiful fine weather. Tupping has started. A few rams have gone out. While the weather and feed levels have been fine, farmers are feeling the pinch of lower cattle and lamb prices this year.
That hoped-for rain arrived in Bay of Plenty too this week. A farmer in the west was very pleased with his 80 millimetres and some guys further inland got 140. It's soaked in and the grass is already turning from brown to green. But some of the rotting grass is prime breeding territory for facial eczema spores. A winemaker in Gisborne has set up pods on his vineyard to house workers arriving for busy times ahead. The lack of housing for harvest workers has been a worry. They've now managed to get a full crew for the harvest, including half a dozen foreigners already in the country. Our contact's particularly excited to be employing a lot of young local people this season. The grapes are about 10 days ahead of normal and picking should start on March the 2nd.
Hawke's Bay had about 35 millimetres odd of rain this week, but the warmth straight afterwards meant the rain didn't have much effect. The three-day lockdown in Auckland had an impact on the week's sales, similar to a long weekend. Buyers don't buy as much produce because they don't think they can sell as much. However, the independent retailers were still buying. The apple harvest is now well and truly underway, and students' return to uni is causing some anxiety among growers. They're wondering who will pick the fruit for the next month or so. The farmer we spoke to in Taranaki says out of his 5 years share milking in the region, this season is by far the best. The milk payout rose to its highest level in nearly 7 years this week, and farmers were stoked. On the farm, grass is bolting out of the ground. Farmers say it's not often a good grass growing season lines up with a strong payout.
Our contact in Manawatu Rangitike says good rain this week means all of a sudden people can start making some decisions as they've been in a bit of a holding pattern. Lambs will start growing again and land can be put into crops. The seed rep's been around this week to talk about regrassing for winter. Another draft of lambs is off to the works and a nice spell of weather now means some R&M like gorse spraying can take place. Chilling space has been filling up at processing plants because of shipping hold-ups. An arable farmer in Wairarapa is in the thick of harvest with barley underway at the moment. Peas and ryegrass are already in. They were held up a couple of days by the rain this week, which brought 35 millimetres to their farm. Out on the coast, farmers were chuffed to receive 70 millimetres. Our contact has been busy raising awareness about safety on farms. She says wearing a seatbelt on farm would make such a difference to farm fatality rates.
And across the water to Te Waipanamu, where fruit harvesting's underway in the Nelson Motueka region. Royal Gala apples are coming off, and a grower near Richmond says he's picking Taylor's Gold, Peckham and Nashi pears. The fruit quality's fine, but a couple of heavy frosts last October has resulted in some surface damage. He says 55% of the district's total pear crop was destroyed by the Boxing Day hailstorm. Staffing's still an issue, with signs on road seeking seasonal workers. Marlborough's high country is dry, but our contact at the top of the Waihopai Valley says it's been a good year for growth. The merinos are coming down soon for weaning and crutching. He says when he is young, he'd have to walk up and get them, as the land that goes up to 1,500 metres is too steep for horses. Now, a ute can get to the top of the station, so all the shepherds have to do is walk the sheep down with their dogs. How times have changed. He says he's also using some lower land to diversify into deer, so this week the high fences have been going in.
A farmer at Whatearoa on the west coast says there's been no rain for 10 days. It's forecast for next Wednesday, so her fingers are crossed that it arrives. The annual rainfall there is about 5 metres. But dry periods like this are not unusual during late summer. She says the cows are on summer turnips and grass and milk levels are above average. Pregnancy scanning's underway and the first cut of silage is wrapped and ready for winter. In Canterbury, after a nice rain at the start of the week, the season seems to have changed and it feels very autumnal, especially first thing in the mornings. This has slowed harvest up and it's currently limited to mid to late afternoons. Grass growth is good where there is irrigation. Coastal Canterbury remains dry. The North Canterbury deer farmer we spoke to says the stags are just starting to roar, which is about a month early. The deer on the farm are in good condition and next week the fawns will be weaned off their mothers. Down the road in South Canterbury, farmers have woken up to two frosts this week. Far too cold for February, but a sign autumn is on the way.
The peach and nectarine harvest in central Otago is still running a week to 10 days ahead of normal. There's been enough labour to pick the fruit. The weather's been great for harvesting, and the growers are hoping the overlap they've had with Hawke's Bay fruit will now ease off and prices can creep up for them a little. In Southland, people have been top-dressing to keep grass going. Winter crops are doing okay, and even though it's not overly dry, a farmer near Invercargill says he's surprised at how some paddocks cut for baleage are slow to respond. His cows are on a 16-hour-a-day milking regime, and production levels are holding up well. Across the board, farmers are very pleased with news of a payout increase. This is likely to help reduce debt and pay for environmental changes on farm.
You're listening to Country Life on RNZ National, 101 FM.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.